Arizona's drug overdose crisis shows no signs of slowing, and yet, like much of the country, the state doesn't have enough doctors who are trained to treat addiction. But that could be changing. For the first time, Arizona will have programs for upcoming doctors who want to specialize in addiction. KJZ's Will Stone reports on what that could mean.
Hillary Tamar wasn't thinking about addiction medicine when she started medical school. And her early experiences did not serve as encouragement either.
Because as a medical student, honestly, you do your ER rotation, people label a patient as pain-seeking, and it's bad. And that's all that you do about it.
But in her fourth year, she did another rotation and just happened to be assigned to a rehab facility in southern Arizona.
I was able to connect with people in a way that I had not been able to connect with them in any other specialty.
Working with patients there transformed her understanding of addiction and the potential for doctors to change lives.
They can go from spending all their time pursuing the acquisition of a substance to being brothers and sisters, daughters, fathers, making breakfast for their kids again. It's really powerful.
Tamara is now in the next stage of her medical career, a residency in family medicine. When she's done, she'll apply to fellowships in addiction medicine, essentially an extra year of specialized training. Like primary care, she sees addiction medicine as a way to build lasting relationships with patients, focused on more than just a single diagnosis.
I love when I see addiction patients on my schedule, even if they're pregnant and on meth. Like, I don't know, more room to do good. Like, it's exciting.
Doctors with Tamar's enthusiasm are sorely needed. More than 70,000 people in the U.S. died from drug overdoses in 2017. The U.S. Surgeon General has estimated 21 million people struggle with addiction. And the supply of doctors has not kept pace with the crisis. Until recently, aspiring addiction doctors like Tamar couldn't even get the training in Arizona.
Anybody who wanted to do addiction medicine, we've had to go out of state.
That's Luke Peterson, a family and addiction doctor at Banner University Medical Center in Phoenix.
I needed to do a fellowship if I was going to really make an impact and be able to teach others how to make the same impact.
So Peterson went to Washington, and when he finished his program, he came back to Arizona and helped start one of the two new fellowships in addiction medicine here. Not every doctor who's treating addiction needs to do a fellowship, he says, but having a program creates a hub, a resource for doctors in the community. Peterson recognizes the urgency.
In 20, 30 years from now, those medical students are going to look back at my current generation of doctors, and we will be judged on how we responded to this epidemic.
The same way his generation looks back at how doctors handled HIV, he says. Those with a long history in the field, like Dr. Anna Lemke, feel optimistic about this new cohort of doctors. Lemke is chief of addiction medicine at the Stanford University School of Medicine. We spoke via Skype.
Even 10 years ago, I couldn't find a medical student or a resident interested in learning about addiction medicine if I looked under a rock. I mean, they were just not out there.
It's entirely different now, she says. Students are hounding her to learn more, and that's promising.
At least the medical community has begun to wake up and to consider not only their role in triggering this opioid epidemic, but also the ways in which they really need to step up to help solve the problem.
Historically, the path to addiction medicine was mainly through psychiatry. But in 2015, that changed. Addiction medicine was recognized as a bona fide subspecialty and available to physicians from many other medical fields. There are now more than 50 addiction medicine fellowships in the U.S.
We've got an enormous gap here between the need and doctors available to provide that treatment.
Lemke says the opioid epidemic has made that painfully clear. Students like Michelle Peterson already feel a calling. She's in her first year at the University of Arizona College of Medicine and became interested in addiction after working at an outpatient treatment center.
I found it really rewarding. It seems like kind of a difficult subject to a lot of people, but people are really happy and they're making progress in their lives, and it's a really supportive, awesome atmosphere.
Peterson's learning about addiction in her classes, hearing from doctors in the field, and seeing other classmates equally engaged.
It's definitely not just me, and that's really nice. There are quite a few people here that are really interested in addiction.
It's a trend she and many doctors hope continues. Will Stone, KJZZ News, Phoenix.